You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 60, Changing Goals and Expectations. Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here. Hello again, everyone. Welcome to episode number 60. I am getting even closer to 100 episodes, which is super exciting. And I'm so grateful for everybody who has supported me by listening to this podcast. I would really love to hear from you. Let me know how it has helped you. Let me know what you want to hear about. And I will do my best to meet those needs. And don't forget to leave a review and also a rating, and that will help more people find my podcast. And if it's done some good for you, I would love for you to help pass that on to someone else so that they can experience that as well. Today's episode is kind of a continuation from last week's episode about taking the slow road. And I'm calling this one Changing Goals and Expectations. And it's to help kind of keep things fresh and fun for you, something that I have found important when I am working towards a goal, so that it doesn't become this really heavy, hard thing or something that becomes very common that then I kind of put on the back burner and don't worry about, which then leads to me not achieving that goal. So kind of the traditional view is you make a goal and you stick to it. And I'm not disagreeing with that. In fact, I think my ideas here in this episode are to help you get to that goal, to that ultimate goal is what I want to call it, right? Where that is our main focus, and we adjust kind of our view, our focus, our mindset in order to achieve that goal. So the first thing is to change your goals. And what I mean by this is I want you to think about and maybe even list out what are some different ways that I could work towards achieving my ultimate goal. You can be thinking about what kinds of skills would I need to develop? What kind of habits would I need to start? Or what do I need to stop doing? What does my mindset need to be in order to become the person who achieves this ultimate goal? And then once you've listed out those things, then you choose one of those things. And then you ask yourself, what can I start changing now to work towards that goal? And then you'll choose an action and a length of time to do that action. And then once that length of time has passed, you repeat the process. What are some different ways I can work towards achieving my goal? List them out, then choose one and ask yourself, what can I start changing now to work towards that goal? And then choosing an action and a length of time to do it. So a good example for this one, I'm just going to use kind of my own experience as an example, but this can apply to anything, whether it be spiritually related, whether it be health related or financially related or relationship related, like any of the things it would relate to. And so kind of my ultimate goal, number one, I don't feel like is super definitive, which I know that's like a quote unquote bad goal setting thing, because how do you know if you've achieved it? But I have this ultimate goal of being healthy and fit, to be able to be active and go do things for fun for myself and to be able to do things with my family. And a way that I can help get that goal to be more focused and also more achievable is asking myself, like, what are some different ways I could work towards achieving this ultimate goal of being healthy and strong and active? And, you know, there's so many things that come to mind. It can be what you eat and how much you eat. It can be how you're moving your body and how you're strengthening your body, right? And keeping your body flexible. It can be your sleep habits and sleep patterns. There are so many things. And when you look at something like food, there's 7,000 bazillion, it seems like, different types of diets that are supposed to be good for different things, right? And so it can get very overwhelming if it's just like, okay, I need to be healthy, and the way to be healthy is doing this one set thing. And if that one set thing doesn't feel aligned for you, if it's not a thing that you are even interested in doing, never mind being able to achieve it long term, then it's not going to fly. It's not going to work for you. And so by asking yourself, what are some different ways I can work towards achieving my ultimate goal? That really opens up, hey, it's okay if it's not following what this person says or what this company is saying or what ads my Facebook is giving me right now. It really opens up and also gets you thinking about your skills, your habits, and your mindset. And so for me, I know I was talking before about my family and how we're doing quarterly goals. And so last quarter, if you remember, my goal was to do like an active walkout, so like a walk at home workout and a yin yoga 3 times a week. And this quarter, I changed it a little bit. It's simply to walk or run outside for 30 minutes at least 4 times a week. And it's not that walking or running or yoga is the one and only way to achieve this goal. It's a way to work towards achieving that goal. And then choosing the length of time to do it for, that keeps it to a smaller area of focus. And I think one of the reasons why I think that is a good thing is because as humans, we tend to get bored easily. Some of us get bored more quickly than others. And I think that this doesn't have to be a problem. We can use this as an opportunity to create multiple types of habits and skills and see what we really enjoy doing. And so having a new immediate focus is interesting. So my focus used to be an indoor walk at home video and a yoga, and now it's being outside and getting that fresh air. And whether I walk or whether I run, as long as I'm moving for 30 minutes, this just feels so good for me right now because winter is done. The weather is getting warmer and I want to be outside. And so it just really feels so good for me right now. And I think another reason why this idea of changing your goals is important is because it invites experimentation. And so it really becomes about learning and becoming and way less about achieving a specific something. And I know that that can sound so odd because sometimes we do have a goal and we do want to achieve a certain something and we do have a time limit for it, right? Like maybe you are trying to earn enough money to buy tickets to a concert you really want to see, right? Like there is a deadline. There is a time limit. And so, you know, take this with with whatever grain of salt you need to. These are suggestions that I have found to have been helpful for me and I think might be helpful for you. But the types of goals that I really want to achieve in my life really are about learning to become a different type of person. If you want to be the type of person who has an uncluttered home, you need to learn how to become the type of person who is willing to let go of physical things and become the type of person who is willing to pick up after yourself or after your children, maybe to teach your children how to clean things up and to be willing to go through that process of my child cleaned it, but it's not as clean as I would like it to be. So do you see how it's less about achieving an immediate result or goal and more about that experimentation in learning to become the type of person to achieve that goal? And so for me, that experimentation, realizing, hey, when it's nice outside, I really want to be outside rather than inside. And I think another important reason why it's important to be flexible and be willing to change your goals is because there's a lot of eternal and divine principles here. You get ideas and you develop abilities line upon line. And when you begin with the end in mind, or sorry, when you're working towards your goal, you have the end in mind, right? That ultimate goal with your focus on what can I do now? And I love this because when we're looking at that eternal perspective, right? Like, what is our most ultimate goal? I would say for members of the church who have a testimony and living the gospel is a top priority for them, our most ultimate goal is to receive exaltation. And in order, part of being able to receive exaltation is becoming the type of person who will love being in that state of exaltation, right? And so when we keep that in mind, we focus on what can I do now? Because right now is not the time for exaltation. But what can I do now to start becoming the person who's ready for that? I also like to think about the example, or not example, but the analogy of going on a long drive. This is a thing that I do a few times a year, driving from my place in Saskatchewan to my parents' or siblings' houses in Alberta. It's a long drive. And so I know where I'm going. When I start my drive, I know whose house I'm going to. And I know that I'm going to stop along the way for different reasons. But while I'm driving, whether I'm the driver or the passenger, I'm going to do different things to help me get to my destination. Number one, to get there and get there safely so I don't like fall asleep and crash. That would be super bad. But also to keep the drive interesting and invigorating. So when you're going on a long drive, you might listen to music. And you might listen to different types of music, different artists, different genres, CDs or the radio or music on your phone, right? So you're going to change what you're listening to as far as music. Maybe sometimes you're going to listen to a conference talk. Maybe sometimes you are going to listen to a podcast. Maybe sometimes you're going to listen to the news. Sometimes maybe you're going to take that time to pray and to ponder. I actually really love driving prayers. They're super awesome. Or maybe you're going to listen to scriptures. And so you're doing these different things, and all of them help keep the drive interesting in order to achieve getting to your destination. And that's the same as changing our goals in order to achieve our ultimate goal. I want to go back to looking at as members of the church and having these eternal goals and wanting to achieve that most ultimate goal, right? Exaltation is what we most want to get to. That's our ultimate goal. And when you just look at all of the ways that you're quote unquote failing right now, or all of your weaknesses, and you start looking at all of the commandments, all of the attributes of Christ, all of the opportunities to serve and things that are within the church to do, it can feel so overwhelming and discouraging, right? And really easy to just kind of be stuck in, like, I'm a bad person. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. But when we go through what are some different ways I could work towards achieving being a person who receives exaltation, you can look at all these different things like, oh, I could read my scriptures more consistently. I could pray more consistently. I could maybe have more heartfelt prayers. I could minister more fully. I could start doing family home evening. I could start doing come follow me, right? All of these different things, family history work, going to the temple more. And so then you see that there's a lot of different things, and it's okay if you're not doing all of them all at once. You choose one and ask yourself, what can I start changing now to work towards that goal? And choose a length of time to do it. So maybe you decide, I'm going to kneel to pray for one of my prayers, maybe my evening prayer, for 2 weeks. Then that becomes a thing that's very clear and tangible and focused for you to work towards. And it's for 2 weeks. It's just trying it out. It's just learning. It's just becoming. And I think that's a super awesome thing. my next part of this podcast is changing your expectations. And I touched on this a little bit when I said that part of why changing our goals is important is because it invites that experimentation of learning and becoming. So you can expect to not have perfection in your goal, but you can expect to learn and you can expect to become more of who you want to be, right? We're not going to achieve that final destination right now. We're not going to achieve it in 2 weeks or 3 months or a year, right? If we're looking at the eternal things and some earth things, right? Maybe it is getting the strength to run a marathon, or maybe it is losing 100 pounds, or maybe it is reading the scripture straight through every day for a year, right? That's going to take at least a year, maybe longer, to actually achieve it. But as you change your expectations and expect to just be learning and becoming rather than achieving 100%, then it's okay when you make those mistakes. And so your expectations of yourself are actually going to go up for the long term and go down for the short term. And there's a quote, I might not say it perfectly, and I believe that Bill Gates said it, but he said that we often overestimate what we can do in the short term and underestimate what we can do in the long term. So when you look at, okay, today I need to do this list of 500 things, but oh, I can't go to school for 5 years, that's too long, right? Let's swap it around. What if today we worry about doing 5 things, and in 5 years, how about I go to school and I achieve this thing, right? There was one sweet lady that I knew on my mission. I got to do 2 transfers in the Spokane, Washington mission. And my first transfer out there, my companion and I, we lived in the basement of some member's home. And I remember one evening, the lady whose home it was, and I can't remember if this was a thing that had recently happened for her or if it was some other time, but I think it was a really recent thing for her. But she was praying for some answers. Just, I forget what it was that she was wanting to kind of achieve or get to long term, but she felt prompted to go organize her shoes in her closet. And it was such a simple little thing, but she could just really feel the power and inspiration behind it, that was a step. It was a small step. And it may not have made any sense to any kind of spiritual progression, but in her mind, she knew, if I can start by organizing my shoes, then I'll be ready for the next thing. And I think that is so true, and I've seen that so often. For me, that when I let go of needing to know what it's going to look like to achieve the end goal and look at, okay, what's just a little thing that's going to help, that it really does help. And so then you end up achieving a lot more over the long term. So each goal that you set, right, we're going to change our goals. Each one is going to look differently. So we can expect it to look differently. Maybe the way that you measure it will look differently. But ultimately, that goal and each of your goals will help you achieve your ultimate goal, whatever that may be. So mostly I want you to remember, expect that your imperfect efforts will still help you get to your ultimate goal, and expect that miracles will happen and that you will be that miracle. When we can have these expectations, when we can be compassionate with ourselves and just expect to learn and it's okay when we mess up, then I think God is able to do great things in our lives. That is what I have for you this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to leave a review. Don't forget to share the episode with others. Leave a 5-star rating. That would be incredible. And I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others, rate it, and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at urlimitless.ca. See you soon.